Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is on the air. Never send to know for whom the bell tolls. It tolls for thee. Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum is a call to arms for those American patriots who, in the tradition of our founding fathers, will stand up now to defend the Constitution and the liberties that it guarantees to each citizen, to each of us. That is our mission, to explain in a clear and concise manner the direct effect of each issue on the individual, on you personally, not some anonymous being in a distant place, and to define in no uncertain terms the consequences of inaction. Let the battle begin.
This is Dr. Dan, and we are talking with Mark Cook of the Hand Count Roadshow. We're talking about election integrity. We're talking about fraud in elections and ways to combat that. We have been purposely moved from a simple system to a complex system because a complex system can be much more easily abused than a hand count system.
Absolutely. You start shining a light on the system and you have such a simple system that the light can see everything, it's going to be much harder to abuse it. In fact, when it becomes so much easier to see abuse, you're going to have a lot less abuse. But if you have a system that hides abuse, you're going to have nothing but abuse. And that's where we're at right now. And that's why this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an American citizen, the future of our country issue, and the future for our children and our grandchildren. And if we ever want them to truly have freedom, the freedoms that we enjoyed growing up, we have to make sure we give them a system that they can guarantee, because they can verify that their voice is accurately counted, period.
I would expect, and you probably have considered the fact, that making this changeover will take some time, mostly because of legal suits and challenges. Wouldn't you think that would be an issue that would you be concerned about, Mark?
I think there possibly will be some legislative hurdles, but we don't have a choice. I don't think this country can withstand this that much longer. These people that have created these complex systems on purpose for the manipulation have also put these laws in place to force the use of these systems and to lock us into the use of these systems. You know, ranked choice voting is another example of that. They tout how great ranked choice voting is and they put a big bow around it. But what ranked choice voting really does is it provides ability for even more manipulation. It's more complex and therefore less people will understand how it works. And because of its complexity, it requires the use of computers. So once you force ranked choice voting, then you're locked into using computers, because to run a ranked choice voting election would be nearly impossible to do by hand. And that's just one of the reasons it's very dangerous. So all that is something to channelize people into a system that's more complex, more manipulatable, and people will take advantage of more easily and force people to use computers. That's why that is a bad idea.
So you're going around the country and you're putting on programs and demonstrations. How many people do you have working with you? I mean, let's say you have a big country to cover. How do you envision this program being instituted? What is your concept in your mind about how this happens? I mean, it's an incredible idea. I mean, and I understand exactly why it's the best way to do things, the only way to do things in an honest fashion. But how do you plan to go about this?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, But I am a citizen, and I do love my country, and I see why we need to do this extremely quickly. I think we have reached well into a national state of emergency with regard to our election system. And I think we need to take emergency moves right now and guarantee a paper-based verifiable system due to the rampant complexity and manipulation in our election systems for decades. And I know that Democrats out there know these systems are manipulatable. They were screaming about it in 2016 and 2017 and part of 2018 until everyone went crickets on it, because those that needed to use the system to be able to manipulate the upcoming election didn't want the problems fixed. So everyone knows it's manipulatable. This is not, other than part of the citizen population has just believed the lie that it isn't. But the political elite on both sides know the system is manipulatable. In fact, they've been manipulating elections organically and inorganically for decades. We've been doing it. Our intelligence agencies have been manipulating elections in other countries. That's well known. So we know, they know the methods. They know how to do it. It just got, it's been turned on us. And the volume of it has been turned up to 10. And that's where we're at. So I do believe we have a national state of emergency, and we need to immediately, in order to save our republic, because we don't have a democracy, we have a constitutional republic. In order to save our republic, we must institute a fully transparent and verifiable election system to make sure every single one of our citizens, Democrat, Republican, Independent, and every other affiliation, is counted accurately in a transparent and verifiable fashion. We have no choice.
I agree with you. We have no choice. You know as well as I do where the pushback is going to come from. It's from the ones who are in office now. They are the ones, it's like trying to get them to institute term limits on themselves. I'm sure that elected officials will recognize that they are the ones who stand to lose most by a hand count system.
Those elected officials got into those positions by manipulation, yes. I think what people have to do is they need to look in their heart, and they need to think about their children and their grandchildren. And if they have been utilizing a system that they know is manipulated to put them in that position, they've been benefiting from that manipulation, I hope they look in their heart and decide to be part of fixing it. I believe in forgiving people when they admit what they did and work to fix it. I believe in giving people another chance. Now, there are likely going to be people that have manipulated the system. They've benefited from it. They know it, and they're going to fight against us in trying to fix this system. What I guess I would say to those people is, I know you're not going to be successful. And I, at one person, and I have a feeling there's millions of me out there, are going to do everything in their power to hold each and every one of you accountable for your actions. I will never, ever stop. Because I am sick and tired of people that deceive others, especially my fellow citizens that I love. I don't like liars, and I am going to hold every one of them accountable and help every one of my fellow citizens do the same. So people need to make a decision, figure out what side they want to be on here. There's forgiveness on one side, and we fix the problem for our future generations, and we do the right thing. The other side is, you're going to suffer the consequences.
Well, you know, North Carolina, through the court system, was not just allowed to have photo ID in our entire state. So now, after a lengthy court battle, we now have to show photo ID in order to vote. It was a long battle.
Now you need to work on showing photo ID to register to vote. That's really important as well. And showing photo ID to drop off a mail-in ballot. Because that's a gap right there. If you can just drop off a ballot, you don't have to show ID to vote. And signature verification's a joke. A lot of people think, oh, we verify the signatures to make sure that the ballot's valid. But let me ask you this. Let's say you get an envelope and you're a signature verifier. And that envelope is from me. It's a Mark Cook envelope with supposedly a Mark Cook ballot inside. And you check the signature and you find that that signature matches my reference signature exactly. How do you know I filled that ballot out?
You don't.
Exactly. So that's why the signature verification system is nothing but false sense of security, smoke and mirrors. The very design of the safety of the mail-in ballots being signature verification is defective because it can't prove that that voter is the one that filled the ballot out. So it doesn't matter if you verify signatures. Signature verification is a joke. It's a waste of time.
It's just a verification on the outside of an envelope without verifying what's on the inside.
You got it. And the whole point of it, we are told, is to verify what's inside, but it can't.
Right.
So it lets people go through the motions to make them feel like it's secure. It's an absolute joke. They know it's a joke. If you ask anyone that's been a signature verifier how long their training was, you'll hear anything from what training to maybe an hour of training. And then if you ask the people that were trained what the passing grade was on the test they were given afterward to make sure they did it properly without error, they're not even tested. I have not found a single person in the entire country as a signature verifier that was ever tested to see if they could verify signatures with 100% accuracy or any accuracy whatsoever. They were never even tested. Would you ever get on an airplane that the pilot was never tested to see if they could take off, fly, and land without crashing?
Nope.
Then why are you voting with a mail-in ballot? Why are we allowing mail-in ballots? And the whole mail-in ballot thing is a total joke. That's how they created that 10-lane highway of manipulation. And the reason COVID happened is because in order to take 2020 all the way, they needed mail-in ballots everywhere. That's the only method they could employ on that scale to overcome the real votes. And the problem they had was only a few states had mail-in ballots. So they needed something to channelize people into allowing mail-in ballots and then relaxed election laws across the board. And so COVID was exactly that. It crossed off all of those on the list for them. They got forced mail-in ballots in every state and every law was relaxed. And they got a whole bunch of people then saying they're going to mail their ballots in. And that's where they did most of the manipulation is in the mail-in ballots. And the drop boxes, of course. You know, why on earth would Zuckerberg fund $500 million of drop boxes everywhere? Well, the drop boxes are yet another way to launder the ballots. They're little ballot laundering boxes is all they are.
Well, we've been talking with Mark Cook of the Hand Count Roadshow, handcountroadshow.org. I was going to ask you if you wanted to sum up your position, but I think you already have, and you've done it so very well. Yes, there will be pushback, but if you have enough dedicated citizens who want to fix what's wrong and are willing to do the work and are willing to hold other people responsible if they don't, I think you then have a chance. The coin of freedom has two sides. One side is freedom of choice, freedom of action, freedom to make decisions for yourself. But the other side of that coin is personal responsibility. You have to be willing to take responsibility for everything that you do, whether it works out or it doesn't work out, whether it's right or it's wrong. You have to take responsibility for that. And that's basically what you're suggesting, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Because personal responsibility and the lack thereof is actually what's caused our problem. Displaced responsibility is what I called it years ago. We've got a system, a country based on displacing responsibility instead of taking responsibility. And we've got to fix that for our society to heal, for people to be happy again. We are not a happy country. People are miserable, and we don't need to be. No one needs to be miserable. It doesn't matter what side of politics you're on, or what class you are, or all the other million ways they, you know, try to divide us as people. We are all Americans, and I want all of my fellow American citizens to be happy. I want them to be happy in a way that they don't impact other people's happiness. And we all deserve better. And the reason why we are an unhappy people right now is because we have allowed, through no fault of our own, just our ignorance and lack of paying attention, we have allowed criminals to take over our election system and use that to put themselves in every place in our society. And that's why every facet of our society has been eroded, is because these people have figured out if they just take over the election system, they can control all of that. And we can take the whole thing back as soon as we have a system that we can verify that it's accurate based on what our choice is and that reflects our choice. All of it starts to repair itself. But we have to fix our election system before we ever can expect anything else to fix. Because it won't. Nothing will be long term. It'll all be short term unless we fix our election system.
Well, Mark Cook, founder of the Hand Count Roadshow, handcountroadshow.org. This has been a very, very challenging and stimulating conversation because you're right. You're really right about everything. The election process is key for our freedom because you cannot be a free society. You cannot be a free country unless you can trust, as an individual, trust the outcome of an election.
Absolutely. It's got to be verifiable. It's got to be transparent. We're just counting dots on a piece of paper. We just need to make sure that the system's transparent, verifiable. So we make sure those dots are accurately counted and all the other stuff will start to fix itself. But we have to be active in doing that. We got to take part of it. We got to get off the couch and count some dots for one day. A single election day is really all we need, a holiday. And if you go to the website, handcountroadshow.org, there is a link up there on the page. And I just changed some things around on it. So I'll have to pull it up real quick and tell you where it is. But I believe it's under Take Action. And under the Take Action tab at the top, there is a button there you can click to request a visit for the roadshow to come to you. You can pledge to Hand Count, which every single person needs to do that. All you're doing is you click on that, you fill your name out, you're making a pledge that you will hand count paper ballots yourself. Because I'd like to be able to create lists of thousands and thousands of citizens to hand to the clerks when they tell me there aren't enough people here that would do it, and I can hand them a list of 1,000 of their own citizens that I've already pledged to do it. That cancels that argument pretty quickly. And then we've got a subscribe to our newsletter. Please do that. And I'll send out some updates to some people. And I'm going to try to put together some teams across the country to help spread the word here. And I'm not funded by any organization. I'm a one-man show. I do my own thing. I'm trying to do this because I want to make sure that I am beholden only to the citizens. And I'm funded only out of my savings account and by donations that citizens make. And because I'm doing this for the citizens, I'm happy to accept any donations to help put fuel in the tank and some food in my mouth once in a while.
Well, Mark Cook, founder of the Hand Count Roadshow, handcountroadshow.org. This has been a very, very challenging and stimulating conversation. Thank you very much for being a guest on Freedom Forum Radio.
Thank you, Dr. Dan.
And that concludes another episode of Dr. Dan's Freedom Forum. Join the battle on our website, www.drdansfreedomforum.com. The right to own private property that cannot be arbitrarily confiscated by the government is the moral right and constitutional basis for individual freedom.
Everything gonna be